the Situation Room. It was the team's first time there, and it scared the hell out of Knox. It could also be their last. Knox sat at the long, oval table and studied the room, which was in the basement of the West Wing. Some of the most important moments in modern history had taken place in that very room, as evidenced by the snapshots occupying prime real estate on Google. POTUS had summoned the team to D.C. without telling them why, and since it hadn't been a get-here-now kind of summon, that meant it wasn't op-related. But hell, no one needed the president to tell them why they were there. They knew. The election was in November, and Rydell was finishing his second term. There were two main candidates in the race, and to make things more complicated, one was Knox's dad. Isaiah Bennett, the man who'd inherited a small fortune after leaving the military and turned his money into the kind of wealth even rich people dream of.
"Your hand, babe, it's trembling."
Jessica's words carried everyone's attention her way as she clasped Asher's palm between hers.
"No, it's not."
Asher pulled his hand to his lap, and his throat moved with the mother of all swallows.
"Shit," Harper let out a breath like a whistle. "You're worried."
She leaned back in her seat, sitting off to Asher's left.
"If the big guy is nervous, we're screwed."
Harper was the newest addition to the team. She'd joined in May of last year, and wow, time had flown by since then. And now Jessica, who co-led the teams with her brother, Luke, was pregnant with Asher's child.
"We'll be fine."
There was an eerie hollowness in Luke's tone that hit Knox in the chest.
"You okay?"
He focused his attention on Owen, off to his right.
"Sam's about to go into labor, so yeah, my plate is a bit maxed out on what I can digest right now,"
Owen answered pretty damn honestly.
"If her water breaks while we're in here, you'll get a police escort to the hospital,"
Liam said to him, "or fly out of here in POTUS's chopper."
"Funny."
Owen gripped the chair arms. The man was about to become a father. First Luke, then Liam. And hell, now Jessica and Asher. Babies were popping up everywhere on Bravo Team.
"Can we talk about something else?"
There was a plea to Owen's voice.
"I need a distraction."
"How about Knox's friend? A friend he's kept a secret from all of us."
Wyatt spoke up. Knox's heart raced. The about to swim with the sharks kind of beats. A seal who hated oceans. There was a word for that, right? He had no idea what to say because he honestly had no answer to give them. He'd created a list of reasons in his mind to keep his work life separate from Adriana. But he was afraid if he actually verbalized the list, he'd sound like a fool.
"No clue who you're talking about,"
Knox joked to buy himself some time.
"Yeah, sure. Elena thinks she looks like Wonder Woman."
Liam's smile stretched. The man beamed whenever he talked about his daughter. He was happy, so damn happy. And part of Knox wished he could have what Liam had. But was that possible?
"Gotta give me more than that, brother.
When Elena dragged me up to see her poster collection last weekend, I was a bit overwhelmed. I can't believe you let her plaster her bedroom walls with photos of guys."
Was this pathetic? His attempt at deflection? But really, what could he possibly say to a room full of his buddies, guys who'd lay their lives on the line for him, that didn't make any sense?
"Elena thinks we're secretly superheroes in real life, right?"
AJ took the bait.
"Liam's Thor, then Chris over there is..."
"You're just jealous she doesn't think you look like a superhero."
Chris stroked his dirty blonde beard, his light green eyes creasing as his lips pulled into a grin.
"Hell no! A cowboy in tights?"
AJ smoothed a hand over his white dress shirt, the sleeves rolled to the elbows.
"Boys?"
Jessica opened her arms wide, interrupting what could quickly become a laughable pissing match.
"At least Wonder Woman is on her bedspread,"
Liam announced after a beat.
"Although she said she's thinking about swapping Wonder Woman for Captain Marvel soon. She's been schooling me on all the characters."
Knox drew up a picture of Wonder Woman in his head.
Yeah, she reminded him of Adriana.